The House version of the bill, which passed on Friday, would delay the electronic reporting requirement by 1 year to February 2013 and exempt candidates who have no computer or broadband internet access at their home. It would also prevent the Alaska Public Offices Commission from changing the manner or format of reporting requirements during an election cycle. The Senate wanted to go further, preventing APOC from making changes to reporting requirements for sitting lawmakers during the tenure of their term in office. But Anchorage Republican Representative Mike Hocker said that was taking things too far.
Speaking with many members of this body, that is perhaps a bit aggressive, perhaps a bit strident.
The House rejected the change 33-0. If the Senate does not agree to drop it, the two sides will hash out their differences in a conference committee. The bill breezed through both chambers ahead of a Wednesday deadline for candidates to file their first financial disclosure statements of the 2012 election cycle. Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, said some lawmakers have had difficulty with the new electronic reporting system being implemented by APOC.
I think this could have a daunting impact on legislators. I mean, I'm in my 12th year in the legislature. I've always sent these things in, mailed them in, and I've always typed them out so they're easily readable, easily scannable, and are available the next day to the public. I know others hire people to do this for them. That shouldn't be the case. You shouldn't have to go out and hire someone to do this report for you. We should be able to do it ourselves.
The legislature put the electronic filing requirement on the books with the 2007 Comprehensive Ethics Reform Act, though it hasn't been enforced while APOC staff worked to get the system up and running. APOC Executive Director Paul Dauphiné says his staff has been working for more than a year on the system and held several candidate training sessions to walk people through the process.
We've had, you know, all kinds of trainings where people were there in person. They can attend via GoToMeeting, and they can attend via just a telephone where they can listen in. We've trained over 300 people.
The law already provides an exemption to the electronic reporting requirement for municipal candidates in communities with less than 15,000 people, as well as candidates who have an emergency or who don't intend to raise and spend more than $5,000 during their campaign. Dauphiné says HB 311 weakens transparency by broadening the exemption for candidates who have no computer or internet access at their residence.
All the money that's been spent on trying to bring electronic filing to bear, something that 34 other states in the union have mandatory for their candidates, in many cases it's going to be optional now, and I would say in a large number of cases it will not be required.
Dauphiné expressed his concerns to the House State Affairs Committee last week and the Senate Rules Committee on Monday, but members pushed the bill forward, pointing to a requirement that APOC staff post copies of the disclosure forms submitted in alternative formats to the Commission's website within 2 days of being filed. Dauphiné says staff will not be able to catch mistakes that would be flagged by the electronic system, and those documents won't be as easily searchable.
Particularly toward the last few days of a primary or a general election or a municipal election, it makes it more difficult with all kinds of candidates filing to get those reports up in a timely manner. Then it's very difficult for the public to put the pieces together, because when we scan a document, it's a PDF, and that's all you see. You can't look at it in relation to another. It's not on a database where you can put the last report with this report and see how the money flows.
The Public Offices Commission itself has not reviewed HB 311 or given the legislature any input on the bill. Dauphiné speaks for the commission's staff, which is responsible for investigating campaign disclosure complaints. The full Senate will convene on Tuesday and can either agree to drop its proposed change to the House bill or appoint members to the conference committee. The House Conference Committee members are Hocker, Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson, and Juneau Democrat Beth Curtula. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.